they had like silos all over Sweden that stored grain. You had wheat, rye, stuff like that, in case of an emergency like this coming, so that or a war, that you would have a food supply lasting for like 6, 7, 9 months, even if all food production ceased. And while Sweden dismantled all its, we had a network of civil, like bunkers for civilian protection and stuff. They closed them all down. They sold out all the gas masks. They even melted down weaponry and stuff. And this has happened in Netherlands is a good example. They basically dismantled the whole army. Like the Finnish government bought, I think, 72 Leopard 2 armored tanks from them for like pennies on the dollar, because the Dutch were like, we're not going to need an army anymore. So Switzerland and Finland had gone the total opposite, and then Poland have been building up after the Cold War. So it's really interesting how completely dismantled it is across Europe. So I decided to look into this a little bit. So, for example, the Finnish government has a strategic reserve of wheat to last, I think it was 7 to 8 months, the wheat alone. And then there is rye and stuff. There's oil, strategic oil reserves, like the United States also has. I think the Finnish ones calculated to last about 6 months and stuff. So you have these... and medical reserves, and there's medical instrument reserves and stuff like that that you need when a crisis hits. And Finland and Switzerland and Poland are basically the only actors in Europe left with this. But then what I've understood is that some countries like Denmark and Norway, while they have like dismantled a lot of that old stock keeping, they still have some kind of other alternatives. But what seems to have happened in Sweden is that they dismantle it, and like you said, sold it out like bits and pieces, but they never even created an alternative channel to get this. The most baffling things, because it's easy to shit on Sweden now, but Sweden used to be the best in the world with self-reliance. I think it was 60s, I think it was still in the 60s, Sweden, a small country in terms of population, back then we had like 7 million people, had the third largest air force in the world. Sweden, they had a concept that was called the Totalförsvaret. It basically in English means the total defense. So like many countries would buy armaments and stuff from abroad, Sweden up until the 60s, mid-70s, the concept of the total defense was ingrained in Swedish society. So for a small country like Sweden, remember how few people there are, they never bought stuff from... So they made their own U-boats, their own military ships, their own fighter jets. They had a nuclear program, and Sweden actually developed the nuclear bomb to a very... close to be finished state until the Sweden cocked out and sold it, and all the parts and refined uranium was handed over to the US. You had in every city in Sweden, you had bunkers for civilians. There were stores of food, medical supplies, masks, iodine tablets. There was everything. Sweden was the best in the world with this, and we had bridges. Back then, when we built bridges in Sweden and roads, they would put strategic so-called holes in the bridge that could be filled with explosives in case of an invasion, so that you could blow up the bridges and hinder the troop movements of the enemy. Like, Sweden was one of the most fortified nations in the world. Both when it comes to defense infrastructure, technology, skill, resources, and they just dismantled it all. And we're talking about, they started dismantling it, you could say, at the 80s, and by the 2005, it was all gone. And now there's nothing left.